Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
The next major aspect I have down here is the opposition.
I have one of those too.
And it's the energy of duality. It's the division of the circle by two. It's the energy of dialogue. It is, Walter, what is opposition?
So an opposition is when two planets are opposite each other. It's literally separated by 180 degrees. And it's really what you just said. It's having like basically a person in front of you at all times, needing to like interact with you.
Yeah. Or if you're using sign base, it would be seven signs away.
Yes, separated by seven signs.
Yeah. Keywords to an opposition would be polar, dual, tense, imbalanced, divided, mirrored, prompted, torn, distant, harmonized. The law of opposites, self and not self, yin and yang, light and dark, male and female, consciousness and unconscious, in, out, up, down.
Also, oppositions are, may we add, challenging. Because it's not always easy having someone in front of you that is opposite of all that you represent. So
I'm glad you said that, because things that are different is actually alike. Sharing most similar qualities, differing slightly.
Right, like a spectrum. Like you're on a spectrum, but you're on opposite ends of the spectrum.
For instance,
go ahead. I was just gonna say the spectrum. You know, if you think of like a spectrum, everything is kind of like similar, but they have different, maybe like differing qualities within.
Okay, I watched this. About a month ago, I took my dog to the vet, right? And they had two. Lady sitting at the front desk. What do you think their signs were?
Virgo Pisces?
Yeah. Wait. How did you know that? How did you know?
Well, because I know your mind already and you go very simple. Well, you said vet. You said two ladies, and I was like, okay, well, what rules pets
at the front
and
desk?
Veterinary? Virgo Pisces.
So that's what I mean. Two opposite signs sitting at the same job. But check this out. The Pisces lady, her side was a little disorganized.
Hey, she's the one running around trying to get the dog to like calm down.
Check this out. And a Virgo lady pulled out a mini vacuum cleaner and started vacuuming her keyboard. And all that. Oh, I was like, whoa.
I want to get in on this right now. Me and Cody, I'm Pisces, he's Virgo. We're both messy as shit. Who's more organized? The Capricorn stellium.
Usually people always say that and Paul has said this before, and I believe it now. People say that like Virgos are really clean and neat and organized. And Pisces can be messy because they're kind of like more chaotic, but like Virgos can also be very messy. They're just messy on a different level. Like they have an organization to their mess.
There's a method to his madness is what he tells me. Is like he knows where everything is, even though it looks like a giant pile of mess to me.
If you go touch something, he's gonna know you touched it. Like, hey,
where's this?
Yeah, hey, I know it was down. Halfway down past that pile in the middle of this, it was right there. Now I know you touched it. Where is it? And you're probably looking like, no way you could. Nah, I know it's organized confusion.
It's in the trash. That's where I put it. Put all that shit in the trash.
Yeah, but be honest with you, if no one is going to see it, Virgos can be messy. If people are going to see it, they clean it. So you can go into Virgo's house and that part look real clean and neat and all that, but open their bedroom door.
No, that's, oh my God. That's exactly how we are. Every ounce of the house, when people come over, it looks, I mean, not spotless.
Spotless.
Not spotless. We got kids. They have stuff all over the place. It's impossible, but it looks pretty good. It's decent. It's acceptable for you know, guests, but our then room will go in our room.
Then you open the closet and all the clothes fall off.
Hey, having a little Native American blood and you, did you know the story of two wolves?
The story of two wolves, the positive one or the negative one,
everybody has two wolves inside of them.
Two wolves inside of them, and which one will get stronger, the one that you feed.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to point out that I'm not American Native American. I'm Mexican Native American.
Whatever. It probably trickled down there.
Yeah, I mean, there was open borders back then. So, when I got my ancestry test back, it circled all of North and South America, like the whole thing. And
this then is
it,
a like, triggering topic.
And then it like pinpointed, like, you're probably mostly from this area, which was like Aztec lands and Mayan territory. But we don't know. I do say I'm Aztec though, because it sounds cool, and I don't know.
So the story of the two wolves is actually the energy of an opposition,
which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's the seesaw that we were talking about.
I got a question for you. What planet do you think represents the energy of an opposition?
If I'm not mistaken, I think it is Saturn.
I just read that somewhere. You would be correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be Thanks. I've done my homework. Thank you.
Those are the limits, right?
Huh?
Saturn was like the opposition and like limitations, like what you want to do, but what you're physically capable of doing.
Yeah. How to deal with an opposition? You need to become aware of and use both sides by taking turns. Most people will neglect one of the planets in the opposition for some time, and then some people will jump back and forth until that planet will make its presence known. You know how that planet will make its presence known?
By kicking and screaming, "Hey, I'm here! Look at me!"
But it will. But how? Think about what is an opposition? The energy of an opposition. So how will
it's gonna come down to two choices. Is that what you said?
In the road?
No. It will show up that in a person, group, or object that represents that planet.
Wait, can you repeat that again?
How if you are neglecting one of your planets in your opposition, how will it show up and make itself known? It will show up in the form of a person, group, or object that resonates, that exudes that planetary energy.
And that you're resisting, and it's making you face it,
and showing it to you in the mirror.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense, because you showed up in my life when I was neglecting my opposite, my sun, the planet opposite my sun, Jupiter.
And so I'm Jupiter in Virgo for you.
Mm-hmm.
I made you focus and study up and all of that stuff.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So. Look at your opposite. If you have any oppositions in your chart, look at what it is, and look at the person who might be in your life that your antagonist is probably that planet that you are neglecting. you're being shown your opposition so you can reclaim your power and learn the lesson. An opposition serves as a system of checks and balances. Do you know that light is absent of dark and dark is absence of light?
Yeah.
So put a little light in some darkness and it won't be as dark anymore, right?
Yeah. I also want to say that Dorotheus, which was an ancient astrologer from like middle, I don't even know what the dates are. They're like way too far. Interpreted the opposition as indicating estrangement, discord, and hostility.
Oh.
But I will say, Walta, the astrologer from 2022, will say that opposites attract. So sometimes when, you know, there's hostility in an opposition, it's usually because there's some sort of like love or, I don't know, some affinity involved.
I'm glad you said opposites attract, because do you realize that in opposition, signs that are in opposition are actually compatible with each other?
Yeah, they're called sister signs.
Yeah, well, air signs oppose fire signs, and right. Earth signs oppose water signs.
And those are
they
water sex, and they, earth are both yin energy. And
yes,
air and fire are both yang energy.
They blend together. Mm-hmm. And they sextile, which sextile is Venus aspect.
Well, yeah, you fast forward in Sagittarius. Don't slow the hell down. Slow the hell down. We're gonna get there.
Okay.
Hey, both of y'all, did you realize that air element is incapable of putting out fire?
Yeah, it strengthens a fire.
Air is the only element incapable of putting out fire. Yeah.
Like you could throw soil on a fire and put it out. You could throw water on the fire and put it out.
But fire.
You can't throw fire on the fire and put it out.
But fire needs air to start and grow and spread.
Right. And earth needs water to grow and spread.
And for things to grow up out of it. We come alive in our relationships. Oppositions are designed to bring something to your attention. Oppositions tend to pull you in two different directions. You need to learn to integrate the two energies. And the opposition provides the greatest possibility for growth.
Yep. They're powerful.
Any last words on our opposition?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. I've had to learn to, I guess, balance out my opposition.
Yeah, I have an opposition between Saturn and Jupiter.
That one's a little hard.
Yeah,
because Saturn technically, in that case, since Saturn rules the opposition, Saturn technically wins, right? But Jupiter wants something completely different than Saturn.
Not necessarily, because Jupiter is in Sag and it's rule Sag. So, and it would be the, I don't know. I would have to see if it's to the right or to the left. Anyway, that's going too deep.
Yeah, that's too advanced.
Yeah, it's too advanced for these people. But but if you think about it, Saturn is in, even though it's in Gemini, Jupiter and Sag would automatically be a little bit stronger.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a tug of war. Just everyone think of like a tug of war, you know, which one's pulling the flag towards them.
Yes. Yes.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.